I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all
Hariom, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got a great show in store for you this evening, and jam-packed with information as usual. And our topic this evening will be in general about health and developing total immunity from disease. And before we get into that topic, I would just like to express my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to our listening audience. First, for just being you. It's very heartening to know that there's so many people out there who can tune into the vibration of ET Yoga. And also, would like to mention to our listeners out there in the UK, I know that Glastonbury Radio picked up our program some months back, and I'm very appreciative of all the emails I get from the UK as well as those who take the time to email me concerning thoughts about the program, suggestions for content, sharing their personal successes, especially with techniques that you might have heard on ET Yoga. And you can always email me at paperfungo@yahoo.ca. That's paper as in paper, fungo, F-U-N-G-O, all one word, paperfungo@yahoo.ca. And associated with our topic tonight is my website, which is at maxwellgreensite.com. And at maxwellgreensite.com, the name of the site is Healing the Known and the Unknown. And I'll probably get into more specifics on that later in the program. And also this evening, or this morning, depending on where you are, I'd like to start off by suggesting a couple of items that came to my attention this week or last week, and one was an incredible film that is concerning the effect of animal fats on the human body. And if you Google search effects of animal fats on the human body, it'll come up in the very first choices, that film, and on YouTube, and it's just amazing and incredible. It really expresses my views on the traditional health system, some of the information taught about the major food groups, how specifically animal fats are basically reflective of most of the diseases that are known to man. And either the eating of and consumption of animals or what comes from animals produces this, and it's done in a very, very impressive way. So I highly would recommend to our listeners to check in on that. And it, as well, it blows away some of those old myths about vegetarians having lack of protein or lack of calcium, all that kind of thing. So it's a very, very, very impressive film, and one that you might want to share with anyone who's sort of on the fence thinking about becoming vegetarian. Also, interesting to note, I guess, that also on YouTube, if you punch up Codex Alimentarius, if you're not aware of that, it's a global cartel that's basically designed to hand over the control of all natural remedies, in fact, even natural foods, to the pharmaceutical giants. And I think it's scheduled for implementation later this year, and certainly there are a lot of people who like to be active participants in stopping that type of legislation. And as a third point, kind of a vegetarian alert, because I know a lot of people, I know when they run by McDonald's, they kind of think about having those French fries. I saw some amazing videos this week. In particular, one at Rense.com, R-E-N-S-E.com, about how these French fries don't break down in the body. Even after 4 years, they're just like they were the day you bought them. Very concerning stuff. Starts off with some of the hamburgers that don't break down either. And I thought, gee, you know, can this really be true? And then I started looking on YouTube and started finding lots of other people apparently clued into this as well and doing their videos. So, you know, you might want to take that in consideration when those, especially those young kids of yours, want to have some of those tasty fries that, what, I don't know if you can call them food if they don't break down in the body, but whatever they are, I know they taste good, but you might want to check that out as well. And I guess because of the nature of tonight's programming, I might as well throw out my disclaimer that I'm not a medical doctor and going to be talking about health issues and developing total immunity from disease and kind of a mind-blowing concept in many respects, and especially depending on, you know, who you are. And so the medical disclaimer, as I recall, goes something like the content of tonight's program will be of a spiritual and educational nature only and is not meant to be medical advice. So now, having said that disclaimer, I guess to get into the concept of working towards total immunity from disease, I know to some people that seems like a really far-fetched concept, and I'm hoping that by the end of tonight's show you'll start to appreciate it's not so far-fetched after all. In fact, it's here and now. And certainly the nature of the listeners to ET Yoga, you know, for people who are working on enlightenment, people who are aware that they have a higher self, are connecting with their higher self more and more, who view these times as the most amazing, incredible times that have existed maybe in throughout the history of mankind, and are thrilled and excited about the prospects of ascension, and are seriously doing the best they can towards attainment of those goals. You know, I think the only way to deal with a lot of the current so-called negatives that are out there with respect to these flus and viruses and what do you do about vaccines and all that, well, my opinion is you create a new positive. You don't fight the negative. You don't go against it. It only drags you down to that level. And in creating a new positive, clearly creating the concept and the reality of immunity from disease is the way to go. And that's kind of the first two parts to the concept, and that is to know about the possibility of creating total immunity from disease. And second, that knowing that it's a big lesson that mankind has to learn, and that is going towards the positive and creating new positives. And the third component of that would be the connection between consciousness and DNA. And I know a lot of people just have not made that connection because, I don't know, they've heard some talk about DNA, or but there's been tons of studies that have done that have shown this connection. And if you care to do the research, you're going to find that, yes, there is a connection between consciousness and DNA. And certainly the anchoring of the emotions of unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion are the emotions that stimulate the immune system the most. And that's also been scientifically proven, if you care to do some research. And this whole scenario that's going on in the world on the outside, the idea is none of these events come with built-in meaning, even though we assume that there some things that are happening are maybe negative. The whole idea here is, as Bashar would say, the primary function of the rational mind is to throw a positive spin on outer circumstance. And when you throw a positive spin on our circumstance, the result's going to be a positive experience. And that's the formula. It's called negative emotional spin in. A negative experience is the outcome. Positive experience, positive emotional input in, positive experience will be the net result. And once you clue into that concept and start applying that in your daily life, and you know that that works, you can see that this is applicable on these somewhat larger scale situations as well, because all events are inherently neutral. They do not come with built-in meaning. We place the meaning on the external circumstance. That creates the experience. And when you start putting all those pieces together, then I think what you eventually come to realize is you want to rebundle your strands of DNA, and we are mutating, and there's a direct connection between consciousness and DNA. So again, these three concepts. One, the concept of knowing of the possibility of attaining total immunity from disease, somewhat similar to knowing of the possibility of creating a oneness with your higher self. Without knowing of the possibility, then it's not really possible. So knowing that possibility is square one. Square two is creating a new positive direction, not going against the negative. And through sheer increase in your vibratory frequency, you can shatter disease. And certainly an integrated consciousness produces a Meisner effect and sort of uses the aura to create really an armor of invincibility, as we have discussed in previous programs through the Maharishi effect. And I should also point out then that, and third is the connection between consciousness and your DNA and how we affect our consciousness by our thoughts, beliefs, and definitions. And again, there's a considerable research concerning this also as a scientific fact. And I know that in my ebooks at MaxwellGreenSight.com, I go into some quoting from some of the latest Russian research, Gerezhev in particular, who's done amazing research in this area. And for those who are interested in a total integrated package towards either healing a certain condition or in maximizing your immune system, that's the book, the ebook at MaxwellGreenSight.com that I produced that was basically done for these times and these conditions, because your outer condition was created from inner beliefs. And so there's a two-prong approach there on my ebooks, and one is dealing from the emotional and intellectual attitudes and beliefs that are necessary to produce healing or to maximize the immune system, and second, just the healing aspects itself and how it relates to beliefs and the foundational aspects of health, as well as connects you to the ebook itself. Is about 79 pages of condensed information, but it connects you to about 150 pages of other sources that, to my way of thinking, makes an integrated whole of this whole concept about healing, self-empowerment, spirituality. So that you don't have to spend thousands of hours going to different places. If you go to MaxwellGreenSight.com, order the ebook there, you'll find that it'll contain what you're looking for and place you in a position where you can go it on your own with respect to self-empowerment and healing. And to talk about this concept now of creating a new positive, I want to give a quote from one of the psychic children, the New Age kids. If you choose peace now and allow your minds to flow to that reality, then the political systems will adjust on their own, and you will see results of that in your world. Your emotions are the key, and it is the tool you will use to draw the chosen world into your conscious experience. Your collective emotions have the ability to influence weather patterns and even end wars. You have done this many times without realizing it. If you continue claiming the world you want by feeling that world in your emotions, then it will be so. But if you continue to be influenced by the fear that is so present today, then the world will reflect that as well. And I think this is so consistent also with Bashar's teachings. And if you're new to the show, Bashar is Esasani. He's channeled through Daryl Anka, and a lot of Bashar information can be obtained at www.bashar.org. And Bashar would certainly concur with creating a new positive direction, and that in this these times there are going to be a lot of the old structures and a lot of the old systems are falling away, and new systems and structures will be taking their place. And I certainly hope there'll be absolutely a new direction with respect to the established medical as well. Now, with respect to then this concept of working towards total immunity from disease, I want to start off with, the amazing story that came about from Dronvala Melchizedek, and this was an article by Diane Cooper, and it's about the children of AIDS. And about 10 or 11 years ago, at the time of this article, there was a baby born with AIDS. And they tested him at birth and at 6 months, and he tested positive for AIDS. And they tested him a year later, and he still tested positive. And then they didn't test him again until he was six. And what was amazing is that this test showed that he was completely AIDS-free. In fact, there was no trace that he ever had AIDS or HIV whatsoever. He was taken to UCLA to see what was going on, and those tests showed that he didn't have normal human DNA. In the human DNA, we have four nucleic acids that combine in sets of three, producing 64 different patterns that are called codons. And human DNA all over the world always has 20 of these codons turned on, and the rest of them are turned off, except for three, which are the stop and start codes, much like a computer. Science has always assumed that the ones that were turned off were old programs from our past. Well, this boy had 24 codons turned on, four more than any other human being. Then they tested this kid to see how strong his immune system was. And they took a very lethal dose of AIDS in a petri dish and mixed it with some of his cells, and his cells remained completely unaffected. They kept raising the lethalness of the composition and finally went up to 3,000 times more than what was necessary to infect a human being, and his cells stayed completely disease-free. Then they started testing his blood with other things like cancer and discovered that this kid was immune to everything. Then they found another kid with these codons turned on, then another one, then another one, then 10,000, then 100,000, then a million of them, and at this point, UCLA, by watching worldwide DNA testing, estimates that 1% of the world has this new DNA. And that breaks down to approximately 60 million people who are not human by the old criteria. It's mostly in children, but now they are finding adults with it too, just like the 100th monkey theory. Now all kinds of people are being affected by it, and it's spreading fast. The other part of this concerns the new book entitled Cracking the Bible Code, which has to do with running the Hebrew books of the Bible through a specialized computer program. And if you go to page 164 of this book, it shows where these researchers put the AIDS into the program to see what would happen. And when they did, the program translation provided words like HIV, in the blood, the immune system, death, all the things you would think you'd see around the word AIDS. But down in the corner was this sentence that they didn't understand, and it said, the end of disease. And that's what Dronvala believes is happening here.
because science has stated that there are so many people showing up with this new alien DNA that they now believe that a new human race is being born on the Earth today, and apparently they can't get sick. Now, what is really incredible, they believe that it is a very specific emotional mental body response, a waveform coming off the body that is causing the DNA to mutate in a certain way. And Dranvala said that he sat with Greg Braden, who was one of the first persons to write about this, and what they believe is that there are three parts to this phenomenon. The first part is the mind that sees unity. It sees the flower of life. It sees everything interconnected in all ways. It doesn't see anything as separate. And the second part is being centered in the heart to be loving. And the third thing is to step out of polarity, to no longer judge the world. As long as we are judging the world as good or bad, then we are inside polarity and remain in the fallen state. And Dranvala says that he believes these people with the new DNA have somehow stepped out of judging and are in a state where they see everything as one and feeling love. And he also stated that Dranvala went into his Merkaba and asked his subconscious mind to change his codons in the same way, and ever since he did this, he hasn't been able to get sick. So, you know, I think in terms of presenting a possible concept here that of total immunity for disease, I guess you could argue, well, you know, is that so, or how come we haven't read about it in the newspaper? Well, frankly, I don't really think there's an intent, you know, to make people healthy and disease-free. That doesn't seem to fit in with the profits that some of the powers in control have concerning your health. And I did a little bit of research, by the way, on this whole article, and this study was reported by Yvonne Bryson in March 1996 in the New England Journal of Medicine. Quote, the virus is not lying dormant within the body, opportunistically waiting for external cue to become activated. It is eradicated from the body, end quote. And from Walking Between the Worlds, quote, a study released in the August 17, 1996 issue of Science News reports that 1% of the population now tested have developed genetic mutations that make them resistant to this infection, end quote. And these children have turned on 4 more of the unused codons, giving them 24, which has completely altered their resistance to this infection. And a further part of that article states that the potential of what this means is staggering. These children appear to have super heightened immune systems as they are being tested for other diseases. It is becoming clear that they very well may be disease resistant or even immune to many other, if not all, diseases. Testing in this last area is not yet concluded. And, you know, it seems like, you know, it's highly suppressed information, but, you know, how about it's just a fantastic, amazing concept that you might actually be able to have total immunity from disease, and a lot of people already have this. Now, with respect to techniques, okay, Dranvala mentioned that he went into his Merkaba. Now, if you're not familiar with the Merkaba or the Merkaba technique, it's very similar to sitting inside of a pyramidal structure, and inside the pyramidal structure are two other counter-rotating tetrahedrons. They are inserted into each other, and in the middle of that is where you place your consciousness with respect to your Merkaba vehicle. And if you're interested in the Merkaba meditations, I can also refer you to MaxwellGreenSight.com, where under the archive shows from ET Yoga, there is one there called the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. And if you look under the one that talks about extraterrestrial meditation, that one includes several techniques. Not only that one, which is an amazing one for expanding consciousness, but also the Merkaba technique. So if you're interested in working on a Merkaba technique, that's where to go. And it's $19.95 at maxwellgreensite.com. And it's under the archived radio shows, ET Yoga, and the one about extraterrestrial XYZ meditation. So at any rate, so if you're interested in trying what Dronvalo tried, and certainly it's one of the techniques I've done as well, he says he doesn't know if he's immune from disease because he hasn't gone to be tested, neither have I, but the fact is, I don't know, I haven't been sick, but then again, that's been a long time too. Bottom line is, I believe in this whole concept, and I also believe that, yeah, something great did happen. There's always a positive that comes from so-called negative, and these kids from AIDS, looks like just a totally negative thing, but in the long run, something amazing and beautiful and positive has come from that, and that is even the concept of total immunity. And obviously, scientists know now which four codons those are that need to be activated, and if you mentally ask your higher self during a Merkaba meditation to connect and activate those, that's one very possible and probable technique to do to activate your DNA to provide total immunity. And we're going to be talking about some other techniques on the show tonight, as well as time permitting, and I'm pretty sure it will, we'll be doing an active DNA activation as well, of activating your template for perfect health and well-being. But now to further sort of amplify on this concept of total immunity from disease. Now, according to the Syrians, and this is from Patricia Corey's book, No More Secrets, No More Lies, and I quote, "Once six strands of DNA are connected, disease cannot exist. With six strands of DNA fully integrated, you will be releasing yourselves from some of the most difficult aspects of your current walk through the illusion. You will alter your body's patterns of health and well-being, having brought enormous photonic energies into the molecular matrix. Virus, invasive bacteria, and thought forms born of disharmony within you cannot withstand such brilliance, and they will simply have to detach and let go, for they cannot exist at those frequencies. At this point, no dead animals will pass through you, for you will be unable to ingest death and suffering, the darkness. You will desire and be capable of digesting only the seed, leaf, and fruit for your nourishment, and these you will find are still abundantly available to you as organic produce," end quote. So again, here we have the reference to, you know, total immunity from disease. Also, obviously, activating six strands of DNA and the connection there with consciousness, and as well the connection to diet, of course. And as we've been saying on ET Yoga for a long time, being vegetarian isn't enough these days. You got to go organic. And you need to get away from the meats and get away from anything that is coming from the animal kingdom. So, not being a medical doctor, that's my advice. Now, to kind of carry on with some of this, some of these concepts, there are some other ways that I think that you can go about rebundling DNA and getting those six strands activated, and certainly the triangulation, primary triangulation, as in Patricia Corey's book, No More Secrets, No More Lies. In that book, actually, there's a one-page meditation or two or three-page meditation concerning activation of the first three strands. So that's one source of doing a meditation connected to this topic. And I know that another way to go about this would be through, if you've ever taken remote viewing, because when you get into the theta consciousness and your brain is vibrating at theta consciousness, Again, you could ask for activation of those four codons, similar to the children of AIDS. And so at those deeper levels, where you can reprogram your beliefs if that's necessary, or to ask for assistance in that regard, to my way of thinking, that's another way that you can go about activation there. Another one, clearly recommended by the Pleiadians, were the Pleiadian pillar of light and spinning techniques. And coincidentally, yes, at MaxwellGreenSight.com, on that same tape is the extraterrestrial meditation, and the same one that contains the Merkaba meditation is also explained the pillar of light and Pleiadian spinning techniques, which help rebundle DNA and also make you more available to receive excessive data and information, more of a receptor. And so, again, that's another way to go about this particular activation and related to this whole concept. And I guess at this point, it seems logical to then approach another way to do this. And we've been talking about for years the Infinity Codes of 2007, and these were codes that are being blasted to the planet, and some of this information comes in the form of crop circles, and we suggest that you can research that information at Janosch, J-A-N-O-S-H, Janosch Sacred Geometry, and some amazing information concerning crop circles, their frequencies, some of the emotional effects that they have for humanity. And of course, a lot of this information is more affects us at the subconscious level and at the emotional level. And clearly, the information from Archangel Michael, which was channeled through Celia Finn, and this if you check out on your Google searches, the Infinity Codes of 2007, they come in two parts, and it's I highly recommend a reading of that material. And from statement through Archangel Michael, he teaches that ascension essentially has two components, and the first part is this connection with a higher an angelic self, that reaching up and finding that heaven is within you. And then the second part is allowing that heaven to descend into the physical form. And this is the process of bringing heaven to earth. And it is the process whereby peace and love will be brought to the earth plane from the spirit realm. And so if you've been tuning into the show because you're interested in the activation of your DNA template for perfect health and well-being, this is what we'll do next. And this activation enables you to prepare your physical being to accept the infinity codes that are being transmitted to the earth. And so to begin the activation, you breathe deeply and focus on your heart chakra. Now as you feel the energy within your heart chakra, feel how your higher chakras are open to the flow of energy from spirit. The crown is open, and then the brow, and the throat, and the heart. There is a clear flow of spirit from the higher realm and into your heart chakra. And so as you feel this flow of energy, breathe deeply and say to yourself, I am. I am a cosmic human. I am a human angel bringing heaven to earth. And so as you feel the truth and perfection of who you are flowing into your being, allow your heart to open fully and to transmit the energies of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude. Unconditional love accepts all and loves all. Unconditional love is based in total self-acceptance. For all is beautiful and created from the great love of the Source, and all is an expression of the love of the Source. For the loving energy of Source creates according to the desires and wishes that you express. So as you align with your perfection, you align with the template of perfection that was placed in your DNA by the Elohim angels who designed the human angelic form with all its potentials for you to explore. So allow yourself to feel the unconditional love that flows through you. Compassion is the energy that allows you to feel the path of others as if it were your own. For indeed it is, for you are all one in your state of love and perfection. But as you live on the earth plane, you experience the blessing of individual consciousness. So you are able to exercise compassion with love and bless the path and being of all who come into your life. For there is a reason for everything that you experience, for you are all one. Gratitude is the mirror image of the divine. For when you can look at all that you have created in your life and say that it is good, then you are truly working with the perfection of who you are. And when you express this gratitude, then your words and feelings flow to heaven as a blessing that flows back to you with more blessings and love. And so, dear humanist angels, this is from Archangel Michael, now move your consciousness into your physical being, starting with your mental body and the solar plexus chakra. Here you can say to yourself, I am ready to release all old energy mental patterns that hold me back. I am ready to release all ideas and beliefs about limitation and lack, about pain and suffering, about low self-worth and judgment of self and others. In place of this, I am ready to embrace the new energy of love and abundance and joy. For as I clear away old patterns, I create space for the flow of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude to be expressed through my physical body in ideas that create joy and abundance and love. This expresses the perfection of who I am. Now, dearest human angels, move your energy to the next level, to the emotional body and the sacral chakra. Now say to yourself, I am ready to release all old energy emotional patterns that produce fear, anger, anxiety, and stress. In their place, I am ready to embrace the new energy of love, peace, calm, and joy. I am ready to allow my emotional body to be used as an instrument to express the higher energies of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude. All my emotions will be a reflection of these energies. This will express the beauty and perfection of who I am. And finally, dearest human angels, allow your focus to move to your physical body and the base chakra. Say to yourself, I am ready to release all old ideas and energies and feelings and emotions about my physical body. I am ready to align with the template of perfect health and well-being that is within my DNA or physical Akashic records. And as I activate this template, I allow myself to experience perfect health and well-being. As I release all old energy ideas of guilt and punishment and unworthiness, I embrace the idea of my perfection and the knowledge that I can experience this perfection on the physical level as well. And so I ask that as this template is activated, that I am empowered to release all the old patterns of disease and degeneration that are encoded in the DNA as well, that they may be released and replaced by the perfect codes of the Elohim template for perfect health and well-being. For this will express on the physical level the perfection of who I am. And so, dearest human angels, as you finish these activations, breathe deeply and feel within yourself the true perfection of who you are. And so it is. And I think the amazing connections there, you know, are obvious with respect, again, to these emotions of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude, how these connect with the children of AIDS and those who eventually have become immune from disease, and how seeing an integrated whole of the world, about getting yourself out of polarity by working on not being judgmental, and then taking advantage of the positive information from some of the other channeled extraterrestrial material to throw positive spin on outer circumstance, so that any outside circumstance can be turned into a positive experience. Now, with respect to a lot of the things that are mentioned here, for those who whose belief systems, let's say, are somewhat, you know, close to but not able to totally accept or actualize that information, certainly there are some, intermediate manifestations in the world that might be of some assistance to those people. And certainly one of those that we recommend on ET Yoga are the Egyptian healing rods. I mean, these healing rods were used by the pharaohs to keep them healthy before their preparation for their concept of ascension. And the latest Russian research has indicated that spherical energy field surrounds any pyramidal structure. And these Egyptian healing rods have a harmonizing effect on the Ba and Ka, or yin and yang, energy flows. And the greater part of illness begins with disharmony between the fundamental flows of energy. And using the rods for just 7 minutes is like a half an hour of acupuncture. They stimulate the higher chakras, balance the internal time clocks, and also simulates being inside a pyramid, as well as boosting the immune system. And to my way of thinking, this is the most efficient way to maximize your immune system. And as well, the Egyptian healing rods have also been known, obviously, to heal certain health issues. When I first came into contact with the information there, I know it was through Sri Ram Ka and Kura Ra. Apparently Kura Ra had a fairly large tumor, and after about 6 months of using rods quartz number 3, she was able to totally eliminate her tumor. So it's a whole area that I highly would recommend, especially for your investigation. Egyptian healing rods, also known as the Wands of Horus. And also in connection with some other amazing products that are out there, I know especially with respect to virus, two come immediately to mind. One is the MMS, the Magic Mineral Supplement, and that's through Jim Humble, H-U-M-B-L-E, Miracle Mineral Supplement. It's flying under the radar, so to speak, but a lot of people talk very highly about it. It's very reasonable. I haven't tried it myself. I don't have any reason to, but I did purchase a couple of bottles of Miracle Mineral Supplement to see the availability and cost, and it's true, it's quite reasonable. It's like $25 a bottle, and that's for a one-year supply. So if you've got a lot of different disease issues have been dealt with. It cures malaria in 4 hours, and I know that made a lot of headlines. And I know Patricia Corey had Jim Humble on her show, Beyond the Matrix, and but it's used for a lot more disease issues, and Jim claims it's also one of those cures for cancer. Another one of those products, amazing, the MMS. an incredible subject in its own right. And I think this whole subject of health and is certainly one that can't be seen in a, you know, an isolated vacuum, that it's all seen within the context of your belief systems. And this is why I think so many times, you know, people get lost in the specifics of particular issues. But the bottom line here is that belief is everything. And, you know, coming to mind as well with respect to things that you can do to help with your system is certainly the whole study of monatomic elements and how those can be found in a vegetarian diet, and certainly getting plenty of sunshine. And don't believe all the hype about dangers from the sun, or personally I would never touch sunscreen. The amazing research that's been done with respect to total detoxification, that's from head to colon, and the ingestion into the body of proper nutrients. And I know there's lots of different kinds of superfoods out there, and I suggest those as well with respect to really giving your immune system a boost. And a lot of those foods that contain monatomic elements, certainly all green vegetables, kale, eggplant, carrots, Welch's grape juice, almonds, sea salt, to name a few. All foods that contain monatomic elements, high spin electrons, and they're the light of life in the body, and the more that you can get those into your system, the better. And with respect to this whole subject of belief systems, as I said, I don't see how you can be involved with any subject, really, and avoid your beliefs. And I think it's really important that you spend some time finding out, you know, just exactly what your beliefs are, because you know, we've downloaded information from our initial caregivers concerning our original beliefs, and some of them were maybe well-intended, but maybe in time are not useful anymore. So it's important, I think, to become aware of our beliefs. And in that regard, is the ultimate truths of reality. And I know this is, again, information channeled through Archangel Michael, Oversoul of Mother Mary, and that information can be found, it was channeled through Gene Hatch, and can be found at the College of Christ Consciousness. And we've done a couple programs on ET Yoga, connecting this amazing information, the ultimate truths of reality, with Bashar's teachings. And this is information that it spans an incredible time range, because these teachings came about around the time of Christ and the Essenes, and was kept in the secret mystery schools for hundreds of years. And the Bashar information comes from like 2,700 years in our future, so we're talking about a 4,700-year time frame here where the information totally coincides. And one of those ultimate truths of reality, and they list about 20, is everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. Well, that about says it all, doesn't it? I mean, if that's true, then how important are your beliefs? And we know how important beliefs are with respect to the issue of health and disease, because we know how what an impact the whole concept of the placebo effect has. Something like 36% of people have beneficial results from products that have no reason to make improvement in someone's health. It's all due to their belief. And certainly the power of belief is the primary. And I quote from the College of Christ Consciousness, "Everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. As aspects of the all that is, prime creator God, I create my own personal reality as God creates through thought. Everything begins with thought. Next, I have an emotional reaction to the thought. Thought plus emotion creates beliefs from which perceptions, behaviors, and patterns of response are formed. My perceived reality is thus constructed out of these personal belief systems. Nothing can be thrust upon me. I invite everything into my awareness through my thinking. It is my believing that makes it so." And I think that certainly the next one there is the biggie, and that is, as a creator, I am 100% responsible for everything I create. It is not possible for anyone or anything other than me to be responsible for my experiences if I'm the only one who can create in my reality. And this so ties in with Bashar's teachings, and how it applies to health in general, I think, is an important connection. And that is, unless you take ownership of your outer circumstances, then that's what gives you the power to change it. If you don't take ownership for the outer circumstance, then you don't have the power to change it. And to me, this is critical with respect to all health issues. And the first thing I suggest to people, no matter what health issue it is or what circumstance it is, throw a positive spin on it. I mean, when you're sitting there and someone gives you some kind of a diagnosis or a prognosis of that's negative, and then you buy it, this is not good. I mean, to be aware of the truth is fine, but throw a positive spin on it and create a positive experience out of it. And that's the part that, to me, is just, you know, from a psychological point, is just, I know so many people have been devastated by, you know, hearing some of these negative, you know, prognosis of their situation. And I also know that you always have a choice. And they're, and especially if, you know, if you're one of those listeners to ET Yoga, I mean, why would you be tuning into a program with this frequency unless, you know, you have a similar frequency? So, you know, very heartening to know that there's people out there that understand how important thought and belief and taking responsibility. Because responsibility doesn't mean you're to blame. It means you have responsibility, and it is your point of power. And when you quit blaming and criticizing and justifying your circumstance, you know, through accident or, you know, whatever, that's what gets you into fourth dimensional consciousness, and it's what gets you into your own self-empowerment. Because when you blame, criticize, and justify your circumstance, it's a condition of victimhood consciousness. And it's, you know, it's just important to take that responsibility. It's the starting point. And everything happens for a reason. And this is point number 7 on those College of Christ Consciousness lists of, you know, how reality works. And that there are no accidents. And everything that is created has a reason and a purpose. And the concept of an accident must be an illusion designed to avoid taking responsibility for the creation. And certainly it is. And very important that it's also listed on this list is that all events are neutral. There are no negative experiences, although I can choose to define any experience as negative. Therefore, if I am experiencing negativity in my life, I have chosen it. Negative or positive definitions are a personal choice of a value judgment placed on any given situation or event for the purpose of the experience. Since nothing can be in my reality unless I create it, then if it is there and it is negative, then I have chosen for it to be there, and I have chosen to perceive it as negative. I always have another choice. And this whole concept that outer circumstances don't come with built-in meaning. In fact,
I know from personal healing as well as advice to others that, you know, there's always a reason for the outer circumstance, and especially in cases of cancer, I really would suggest you look under, you know, either self-hatred or anger, seething anger somewhere in the system. All disease, in my way of thinking, is caused from dysfunctional emotion, because all outer reflection comes from inner belief. And it's usually guilt and shame, stuff that's been suppressed, that causes these outer reflections. And according to the College of Christ Consciousness, all disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. Since negativity is a perception based on a value judgment placed upon a neutral event or circumstance, it is essentially an erroneous belief out of which supporting false beliefs spring. Holding an erroneous belief system, especially in a suppressed or repressed form, creates an environment of internal discordance on a subconscious level. And over a period of time, denial of the judgment placed upon some aspect of oneself and then suppressed begins to alter the cellular structure of the area of the body where the memory of the event or circumstance is stored. This cellular alteration has been labeled disease. It is really emotional self-judgment. And, you know, if you understand this whole concept about thought creates and how your thought beliefs and definitions create your outer experience, then that gives you all the clues that can get you started on this amazing, amazing, and exciting field of healing and self-empowerment. And on that note, just like to say that, again, you can find information at maxwellgreensight.com at Healing the Known and the Unknown, and my sincere best for your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. Hope you tune in again next week. Good night.